I feel like we have this immense, like, heart when it comes to things. It's definitely our pathway out for a lot of things.
Lisette DeJesus is a senior and theater major at the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts School on Maston Avenue on the city's east side. She refers to the power of a stage production as helping to bring communities together. We caught up with DeJesus in the school's Black Box Theater, where she was rehearsing for the school's performance of A Streetcar Named Desire. The classic drama is one of the more difficult adult-themed plays written by Tennessee Williams. DeJesus and Jacobs Rodriguez, a junior and also a theater major, perform a harsh domestic violence scene between the characters Eunice and Steve.
Oh, Steve! I'm gonna call the police!
Tomorrow night, the students will perform this play to kick off the Ferry Street Corridor project to the community. Theater teacher Andrew Kotler is directing the play.
They're so well rehearsed. They know the show so well. They're not too stressed about it. I'm not too stressed about it.
Kotler's students come from a diverse population from the east, west, and south sides of the city, and from some very difficult backgrounds.
These kids come from pretty extraordinary circumstances. All of them have their stories. They dive into this stuff, this play, and other intense plays with an understanding of the material. And I think that's the feedback that we get most often at the school is they are wise beyond their years, I hear, and that they understand this material in a way that is difficult. How can somebody so young understand something so complex?
And it's that complexity the co-collaborators of the Ferry Street Corridor Project hope would begin to break racial divides in our city.
It's the longest east-west street in the city. It runs from the Niagara River to Bailey Avenue.
Buffalo businessman and historian Mark Goldman is one of the leaders of this project. Ferry Street divides two very diverse sections of the city.
So, you know, it's now an immigrant neighborhood in Grant and Ferry. It becomes a so-called dividing point between Main and Ferry. It's an old African-American business district at Jefferson and Ferry.
Using historic Ferry Street is a chance to bring those who live, work, attend churches and schools together to share community stories.
I mean, cranes are great, but there's a lot more to community renewal and revitalization than cranes, and a lot of it is based on relationships. So we felt that if we could get people's stories out, people are bound by their stories, and most people realize they have the same stories no matter what color they are.
Goldman is partnering with Peter Dow. They both believe tomorrow's launching of their project featuring the performing arts students is a perfect springboard to open dialogue on racial divide.
And I think we got to get it out on the table and look at it. It's not just a black issue, it's a white issue as well. And when we have people in our communities treating each other the way we've seen people treat each other in places like Ferguson and Cleveland and Staten Island and so on, it's a warning sign.
Why would people listen to two white gentlemen on that issue?
I tell you what I think. I mean, everybody, when you talk about race, everybody wants to talk about blacks. The fact of the matter is that for people to really understand, engage in racial conversation, they've got to understand who they are as well, as whites. We never talk about what does it mean to be white.
Hey, Ashley, maybe you can put on...
For the performing arts students, they're ready to help lead the way.
The youth performing, it's something that I get really excited about, seeing like the community, the young community actually coming together, because usually people think that when you're young and you're a teenager, you just want to be left alone. And it's not like that for everyone.
Some people, you know, look at theater as, oh, they're just acting on stage. It's just a script in hand. When you bring the community together and you see that we sometimes, you know, in theater use real life situations that people can relate to, I feel that it just brings, you know, audiences and communities a lot closer.
Okay, guys, when you're ready, run through the scene if you need to do it again.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Now, just from your part. Yeah, all the way from the beginning of your part.